Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
Hey friends, back with Rebecca Zung. We are talking all about how to slay the bully, that narcissist bully in your life that I know many of us struggle with. So today we're going to talk about the actionable steps. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
So what are the actionable things that our Heal Squad can do when they're in these situations? Because I know if I took a poll, it would be obscene. Mm-hmm. I know everyone listening is driving in their car right now or sitting on the train or wherever they are. And they're like, I have one of these fuckers in my life. What do I do?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, and they've drained all of your energy and you're getting sick and you're trying to like figure out, well, what do I do? Like, am I going to keep getting sick?
It's like a reverse IV. I mean, before I had the language, I was like, I used to say to my husband, she's like a leech. I feel like she's like a leech. Like, you know, I didn't know the words energy vampire.
Oh my gosh. We've been talking about energy vampires for years.
Yeah. I didn't know that word.
Oh yeah. My husband have the code word. So when we're out, we go like this and we tap our neck. If we're in a conversation and someone's sucking our blood and we're stuck and we can't get out, we just go like this and one of us will come help.
Yeah, I just knew. I just remember saying she's like a leech. I just feel like all the energy's been drained out of me. She's just like, oh my God. But that's what they are. They're energy vampires, like completely. Like it's a reverse IV hooked up to you. And then even after that, they come back to see if there's anything left. You know, they come back to Hoover. You know, if there's any little drops left, they'll come back for them. So, and you want to make sure that bar is closed.
Yeah. No blood left for you.
None left for you.
Saving the rest for my vital organs. So what are the actionable things that we can do?
Right. So
you were talking about boundaries.
Boundaries.
So is
sure.
It writing your boundary? Because I like seeing it. Like physically seeing it, because you need real action steps. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, this stuff's too ethereal.
Right. So step one, don't run. I mean, first of all, you're course correcting. So you've been conditioned from the beginning. So absolutely, you've been retreating in a way. And so you want to just sort of stop retreating so that you can start to turn that ship 180
degrees
around.
What does that mean, you've been retreating?
Well, because they start from the beginning looking to see, oh, yeah, okay, got away with that. Yep, I you know, didn't pay the money back like I said I would, and they let me go ahead and get away with that. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that project I said I would, and they finished it for me. Okay, cool. That happened. And as time goes on and years go by, like, they almost left me, and I future faked my way into getting them to stay this time around.
Future faked?
Yeah.
What's that?
Meaning they promised this big, massive future.
That's amazing. Future faked. I love that. I've never heard it.
They stayed, and here we are. They, you know, promised this big mirage in the future, and that never happened, but they stayed anyway. You know, like, so this is how they kind of get you to stay, right? But that's how they kind of conditioned you. And so you have to sort of stop that conditioning and let them know, there's a new game that's coming into town here. And so that first thing is going to be a boundary, which is, you know, I'm not going to be spoken to in a way that's disrespectful anymore. And you know, I can see that you're upset. We can continue this conversation when you have calmed down. You know, just little things like that where you're just starting to let them know that this is going to change. This game's changing a little bit now.
Yeah.
And I have key phrases for disarming narcissists, which people can go to disarmthenarc.com and get them for free.
Disarmthenarc.com. Yeah, okay.
If you want to get them for free. And then obviously my book, Slay the Bully, there's a lot more, but if they want to just get something, grab and go, they're there. But anyway, then, so step one, don't run. That's a really good place to start, is just a few little boundaries.
Maybe become a wall. That's what I was just seeing.
Gray rock, you know, gray rock. So gray rock is that. And then one form of communication, I is what I say, you know, especially if you're in business or something like that, you're not, or you're moving out, you're in a different house, you know, depending on what your situation is, one form of communication. I recommend email, because it's the least likely to be manipulated. You know, texts can be manipulated. Otherwise, they're going to blow up all different forms for you. One form of communication is really good. I always say shut them down on all forms of social media. Block them on social media if you can. Just so that you can start to, like, heal yourself, mm-hmm. and not be looking at what they're doing. And then shut down communication on all of their, you know, flying monkeys too, all of their people, their mm-hmm. little army.
So what does that mean, cutting out people that are connected to them in your life?
I know that I did.
We've had to do that. So I understand that.
Yeah. I mean, for me, that was the best way, because I didn't want to have to be connected
in their realm
energetically to any of that anymore. But, you know, make decisions that are best for you. But for me, I just didn't want any of that energy around me anymore. And I didn't want people reporting back to me. I didn't mm-hmm. want people who were reporting back to her or whatever. I didn't want that.
Clean break.
Yes, for me. But, you know, make the best decisions for you. But for me, you know, just get off the social media around that person too. Just block them if you can. And then, you know, just start moving on with your life, or be a gray rock. Like, just don't.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, TheOuai.com. Use the code Heal Squad. Your hair deserves it.
Respond or react to anything that they're doing. I always say never defend yourself. Never defend yourself. Because when you, they go fishing, they go baiting for you, you know, like they send out a line and then they go like to try to reel you in. And they always say things that they know are going to bother you. So if they know that being super careful with money is really important to you, the first thing they're going to say is, oh, you are a spender, or you cheat people out of money, or whatever.
And try to push a button.
Yes. And so then, you know, you're as soon as you take that bait, now you're in it. Don't go there. Who are they? Why do you need to defend yourself to them? So never explain, never justify.
My God, all I did was explain and defend.
Yes.
But I didn't. Because they would say the most craziest things. And you're trying to defend yourself against somebody who clearly knows the truth.
Right. And who cares what they say?
And there's no way you're going to win that argument.
Cream always rises to the top. You know, I mean, forget about...
Oh, all of these people are gone.
Forget
Except
about...
Except for one that made a deal with the devil, but that's a
forget
different story.
About, forget about, I always say, forget about closure. Forget about getting them to acknowledge you or anything that you ever did for them. Forget about getting them to see your side, and, you know, forget about calling them a narcissist, because, you know, that's never going to, you know, they're never going to see that. I mean, just move on with your life. Just move on. It's, you're never going to get any of those things. You're never going to get the satisfaction of any of that. And you're never going to get them to have an amicable, you know, nice goodbye with them, no matter how hard you try.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I've tried.
I've tried. And then they actually would go torpedo me to the new boss so that my new job would already start hating me and being afraid of this monster that was coming to them. I had a colleague come up to me
couple months into a new job, and she was like, so I have something to admit to you. And I go, okay. And I'm nervous. And she's like, they said that you were a nightmare and a diva and all these things. And I was so scared every time I've worked with you for these last few months, waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I've realized that there's no shoe. Like, you, she goes, if I could make a dream talent in a genie bottle, it would be you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, my old boss torpedoed me so horribly because she was so mad that I escaped. And it's just unbelievable what the lengths that they'll go to,
right,
to hurt you.
But you know what? Like I said, cream always rises to the top, right? I mean, the truth always comes out. The truth always comes out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just say stop trying to make not your people your people. You know, they're just not your people. And so what? You don't need to justify yourself to them. And so,
okay, so you're doing all these things. You're laying the boundaries. You're, why am I forgetting the other ones now? Boundaries are the only ones I'm stuck on in my brain right now.
So, you know, so you're not,
not so, explaining yourself.
Right. So, and then that's kind of
but
part
if you have
of
a boss that's asking you something, you're going to feel like you have to defend yourself. Like if I'm asking an employee something, I want them to answer
so
me.
So I say just the facts.
Yeah.
Just the facts. You know, I say just pretend like you're reporting the news. Like you just give them the facts.
Yeah.
But you don't have to explain, justify, overshare. You can just, you know, give them facts.
Yeah. This isn't a narcissistic situation, by the way. This is not to be implemented widespread.
Right. But you don't have to.
Because you're supposed to have a human connection, I feel like, where you can not be afraid.
You can have a conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
But from a place of authentic power.
Yeah.
Standing in your power. Right. So, but that's so different than, you know, where you feel like you're having to defend yourself. And, you know, that's not from a place of authentic power.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
There's a difference.
Yeah. So what if this isn't working?
Well, so then you go to leverage. So strategy is, you got to start with strategy because strategy is where you know your GPS, you know your vision, you know where you're going, you know what it is that you want for yourself and for your life or from this situation, right? Because if you don't know where you're going, then you can never get there.
Meaning like your goal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Because then you can create from a place of authentic power rather than from a place of reacting constantly. Because
you don't feel like you're at their mercy per
correct.
Se. You feel like you're running your ship. Funny enough, I do have to mention one of our show's biggest supporters, but I will say one of the things that I have done in these situations is I've changed the way I've dressed.
Mm-hmm.
I've dressed more powerful to mm-hmm. feel more powerful, just like an actor.
It makes a huge difference.
Right.
I talk about that in my book, and as well as body language makes a huge difference too.
Yeah. So when I, just like an actor, wear certain things to feel the role, if I'm feeling less powerful in a situation, I know I need a little bit of armor to help me there. So
clothes.
Yeah.
So clothing color, clothes, clothing color, body language, all of that.
What is the colors? I've never heard about the colors.
Oh, that's a whole other conversation.
Really? No, yeah. I want to hear.
Yeah. Well, it can depend on the situation, but like red can be good. Some people think it's powerful, but it can also alarm people. Like blues are good. Everybody likes blue. Blue is a color of trust. Green is a color of trust. Purple can be a good color of trust. Like black can be good, but it also can be like morose, you know. But browns are good. Yellow can be sometimes like perceived as weak, but it can be it can also be a good color as far as trust sometimes as well, but it can also be perceived as weak. Like yellow can be like scared, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And then same thing with
white
can be good, but it white is not good for men. White can be better for women, but not so much for men. And I was just going to mention, like orange is also like orange is a happy color, you know. So it's like really almost like another whole show.
So you've actually used the tool of wearing more powerful wardrobe?
Oh yeah, that's honestly it's a whole other show. Is clothes?
Yeah,
yeah. But
I think that's
going
fascinating.
Back to, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to mention Macy's right now because Macy's is a big supporter of the show. And friends, this might help you in your journey. So you can go to Macy's.com/personal stylist. They have free personal stylists that will help you get your wardrobe together. And I love Macy's because they carry all the great brands. Like I have my Joe's jeans on right now that I got from them. And they're at amazing prices. So go check this out. Have somebody help you get a few little power looks together so that you can go into the office or even on that Zoom. You know, your presentation is everything in life. It really is. Everyone's judging, whether you like it or not, everyone's judging. So I remember when I was working I was working at the School News at Emerson College, and I was the first freshman to win the Best Broadcaster Award. My mentor and the person who ran the program was like, you were the only one that took it seriously. I went to a store, and I remember buying all these suits. Everyone would come in sweats and, you know, Uggs and whatever, and I was in my power suit, and I took it so seriously. Well, is there a coincidence that I was on TV by the time I was 21? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. So your wardrobe says everything. So Macy's has an all new brand. It's called On 34th. I think you guys have heard me talk about it before. I've worn a lot of their items. They're made for women like us who want to mix and match things seamlessly throughout our day. And they're really great quality and really nice. So you can check out Macy's.com/heel squad to see some of my picks on there. Of On 34th, and don't forget Macy's.com/personal stylist for some free personal styling. But I'm really encouraged to hear that you believe in this too. It makes sense because it just makes sense.
Oh yeah, yeah. I want to talk about leverage.
Yes.
I think that's really important too, which is the L. So I mentioned a little bit about the diamond level and the coal level supply. When you're dealing with a narcissist, that diamond level supply, how they look to the world, their image, that means more to them than anything else in the world. And they will protect and defend that to their death, basically, even more than their children. And the myth is that narcissists just want to win. That's not necessarily true. The reason
they don't want to be revealed.
Well, they don't want to be exposed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the reason why people can't get out of situations is...
Wait, if they don't know what they're doing, why are they so afraid of being exposed? Because if you knew what you were doing, that's why you would worry about being exposed.
Well, I think it's unconscious for them. I mean, they're afraid that their little fear person inside of them is going to be exposed, right? But I think the problem is that they can't help themselves from manipulating you. That coal level supply. And that's why you can never get out of these negotiations, because they constantly are moving goalposts, right? And so the problem is people think, oh, they just want to win. They just want, you know, money or whatever it is. But that's not necessarily true. They want to continue to manipulate you. They want to continue to see you squirm. They enjoy the process of, they literally get off on, you know, making you miserable. And
remember, I told you, I swear they're eating popcorn, watching me just squirm and suffer.
Correct. They love that. I mean, so
I didn't understand that, though. My husband was like, Maria, they are loving this. Give it to them. Don't give it to them. I'm like, I don't know what I'm giving. I'm suffering.
They do. They enjoy that. And so in a negotiation situation, what you have to do is figure out a way to set up your leverage such that you are threatening a source of narcissistic supply that's more important for them to keep than the supply source that they're getting from manipulating you, which is you, and threaten that source.
Explain an example how that works, because I'm not sure I'm quite following.
So I had a case one time where we had a CEO of a Fortune 20 company who thought, and it was a divorce situation. We're going into the divorce. He thought he had all the power and leverage going into the divorce. You know, he had all the power in the marriage. It was a 20-something year marriage. The wife hadn't worked, and he had basically run the show during the marriage, very narcissistic guy. Well, what happened was he had been cheating on her throughout the marriage, not just normally cheating like most men, of course. He had been with many, 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 you know, hired prostitutes, people like, you know, who the hell knows. But she finds out because she went to her OBGYN and found out that she had herpes. Okay. She had never cheated on him. And he had known that he had herpes, but didn't tell her, and then inflicted it on her. So now we had not only a divorce case, but we had a in Florida, there's actually a torts case against him where we could actually demand a jury trial. So not only would it be a judge, but we could actually have a jury trial there. So it could be really rather embarrassing for this particular CEO. So in that particular situation, now the leverage has shifted tremendously for him. So we go to mediation.
Because he doesn't want to be exposed, and now he'll be exposed.
Correct. So we go to mediation. Now, we had originally filed for divorce, but we didn't file the amended petition, but we had the amended petition with the torts claim for battery, because it's a battery mm-hmm. action, and with all of the depositions that we were going to do, and all of the, and we were going to subpoena his medical records and all of the things that we were going to be doing,
mm-hmm.
drafted. But we didn't file them yet. And we were going to demand a jury trial and all of the things, but we didn't file them yet. And we said, okay, buddy boy, you know, this is what's going to happen, but you could sign this other agreement instead.
Yeah.
Your choice. So, you know, you're going to be exposed, or you can sign this agreement. Your choice. And so he chose to sign the agreement. So there's like a situation where we could threaten a source of supply that's more important for him to keep than the supply that he was going to get from jerking her around.
Mm, got it. That's a really good example. Now I get it. I get the source thing. This is fascinating. I feel like we probably need to do many other conversations, because I think that this is something that everyone's really suffering with. And like you said, there's a whole other conversation in wardrobe and such. So we'll have to leave this here for now. But what a fascinating conversation. So friends, the book is called Slay, How to Negotiate.
Slay the Bully, How to Negotiate with a Narcissist and Win.
Slay the Bully, How to Negotiate with a Narcissist and Win. Thank you for that. And we will put a link to all of this in the summary of this episode. In the meantime, go slay your bully with what you learned today. Get some power suits or whatever's going to make you feel powerful. Could just be sexy underwear. I don't know. Whatever's going to make you feel powerful. Pump. Pair of heels, I don't know. And be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.